You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Wednesday morning, the 16th day of December, coming to you from the Peoria Civic Center out on the Illinois Farm Economic Summits this week. We'll be in Springfield tomorrow and Mount Vernon on Friday. Check us out at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Now, let's take up the marketplace with Jackie Vake. She's from Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning.
The FOMC is expected to make a decision about interest rates this morning. The trade has been waiting a long time for this to happen. What are your expectations for the day?
Well, you know, I think you probably hit it the best, if they make a decision. You know, I mean, that really comes down to the key. And we've seen that so many times in the past. I don't know, you know, if it's going to happen or if it's not going to happen. It would really be nice if we'd finally figure out where we're at. And to me, I wish they would just make a decision, have it over with, and then let's deal with it from there. This every month, wondering what's going to happen, just has been ripping this market to pieces. And I think that we get to this point today, and we'll get there. You know, the dollar's higher, which is an expectation that they will make a decision. Okay, so if they don't make a decision, the dollar's going to go lower again. But it still continues to trade a range, so it really doesn't make a hill of beans when you come right down to it. I think the bigger thing, of course, is the Argentinian situation and Macri and what's happening down there. I thought, you know, it's interesting. Politicians down there aren't any different than politicians here. He comes out now and says, hope is not happiness. Now, what kind of a statement is that? Okay, he said, hope is not happiness. We have to change the exchange rate. Well, isn't that what he ran on? He ran on the idea that they were going to change the exchange rate. Well, you know, right now the local exchange rate is 9 pesos to the dollar. The black market exchange rate is 16 pesos to the dollar. So there's an awful lot of difference there. And so, you know, I think when you look at the bigger picture, he hasn't changed his stance on they're going to crack down on anybody who hoards grain. Well, that's exactly what the old government was doing, you know. And so it's going to be a very interesting situation as we move forward here to see if he can actually pull it off or not. Now we know that we lifted everything on corn, wheat, fish, and meat yesterday. And I think that's part of why we're seeing meat down today here, you know, because it's going to have an impact on us. There's no question about that, especially once the ARC is really up and running up into Brazil. I think then we'll see some cattle go across from Argentina into Brazil and eventually get out into our market too. But for right now, perception. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, as I heard you say this little phrase of his, hope is not happiness, maybe it's the fact that he's gotten now into his position and realized that politically this is a much tougher job than it was just to say it as a candidate. And while he has said he wanted to do something, hope is not happiness, meaning that he came in and just having the hope that they would be able to do this wouldn't manage to provide them happiness, and he's hopeful that they can really actually pull it off, but finding that it's much tougher than expected. Speaking of that, it's been much tougher for producers to market grain and oil seeds than they had expected. They were hoping that there would be a bit more of a price rise, at least a sustained rally in the marketplace after the harvest season. Here we are coming into next week and the following week, the week of Christmas and New Year's, the holidays when trade really just sort of lays down sometimes, the end of the year. Are you having any expectations that prior to the end of the year there will be other opportunities, or do we have to wait for January now?
Well, I think that I think in light of everything that's going on in Argentina, we're probably going to have to wait for January. I really think that, number one, what you're hearing all over the countryside is, you know, futures go higher, basis gets wider. So we're back into playing that same old game again. And, you know, I think that that's not going to change very quickly. I think it's going to stay the same. So, again, just like we've talked before, You've got to stay on top of what your basis is doing. You've got to watch the futures. You can't just watch one or the other. It's got to be both, because we're in a circumstance here where we have, you know, we have a large crop. There's no question about that. We have tremendous competition coming out of places like Argentina and Brazil. We've got a U.S. dollar that doesn't favor us. And now, does that mean that we should all be gloom and doom? Absolutely not. I think actually down the road, from a corn perspective, we're probably going to be pretty positive. But it's going to take some time. It may take all the way until we get into 2017-18 before we start to see what we hope will happen, and that is that there will be less corn planted in Brazil, more planted corn here, and therefore less competition. But at the same time, if Macri gets what he wants more corn planted in Brazil. So everything has to weigh itself out. We no longer can hide under a rock and say that this is not a world market. It is a world market. There's no question. And, you know, we have black box trading, and black box trading reads the headlines. You know, every time that there's anything said about the grain markets, it's out there reading what's going on. And so, you know, it's a different scenario. I don't mean that to be a negative thing. I think it can be a very positive thing. They give us opportunity that we wouldn't have otherwise. And so I think just in general, we have to look at this from a positive standpoint. We have to say, okay, if I've got opportunity out here, I'm looking at December 16 corn. It's almost $4. We know that we've got crude oil down. Some of our input costs are probably going to come down. You know, maybe I really need to think about that. And if I don't want to do it in cash, do it somewhere else. You know, but get yourself in a position where you're not going to be torn to pieces. I think that the most difficult thing about marketing in itself is the emotional side of it. You know, it's a, I would have, I should have, I could have. Why didn't I? I hear that all the time. You hear that echoed everywhere in the country. You go to meetings, you hear it echoed. Don't take that stance. Take a stance and then have a strategy to be able to figure out what you need to do to correct that stance if something changes. But, you know, when you look at the big world picture at this stage of the game, today they came out and said China probably only maybe 6.6 to 6.8 growth versus, you know, the 6.9 to 7 they had been saying. We know that China has a huge stock of corn sitting there that needs to be taken care of. We have to have ourselves prepared. We just cannot make believe that this is just a U.S. economy. It's not. And we can't make believe anymore that the government is going to take care of us, because they've made it pretty clear they have no intention of doing that.
Anything for the livestock grower before I let you go this morning?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that from a, well, let's, I saw a pretty cute cartoon, and I think it was put out actually by Sue Martin. And there was a livestock grower sitting on Santa's lap. And Santa said, I can do a lot of things, but I can't bring back the livestock prices from last year. And when you look at that, that's very, very true. These are still good livestock prices that we have. We have to be proactive. We cannot just sit back and watch what's going on. And so I think from a livestock production standpoint, figure out your bottom line, figure out where you need to be, and then get some type of a crush in place or do something. But don't do just part of it. Don't just sell the futures and not buy the feeders that you plan to buy, or not buy the corn that you plan to buy in some way. There's ways you can do that on paper too, but you have to be prepared, because one of the big competitions that we're going to have coming in the cattle market, of course, is one being the idea that they're probably going to open up the Brazilian market this next year to us again, and number two, you know, we're looking at a situation where the arc in Brazil is going to open up, and when the arc opens up in Brazil, that not only opens up the ability for more grain to move more quickly to other parts of the world, but it also opens up the opportunity for cattle to move more quickly. So, you know, we're going to have to be on top of it. We can't sit back and hope that we're going to have higher prices. We've got to act, and we've got to be businesslike and figure out where we're at.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me this morning. Looking forward to having our discussion again this afternoon.
Thanks, Todd. Have a good one.
You too. That, of course, is Jackie Vake. She's from Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana.